At 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, post current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell wiper blades. No, we install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We'll install wipers in the rain, snow, even hail. We like hail. It's like nature's Swedish massage. Plus, now save $10 instantly when you buy two Trico Neoform wiper blades. Fast, free wiper blade installation at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Advance. See store for details.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
There are things that are happening in this world that are making me feel very old.
A bit of fat.
Thanks a lot, Davy Jones, for dying, making me feel old.
Life can be so sweet.
Why do you feel old?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I just realized I'm not going to be around much longer. I mean, you know, you just kind of get hit with the realization that...
Yeah, but you're really healthy. I mean, you work out a lot.
Well, no, you know, you're right. I'm athletic. I'm in great shape.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
I don't think you need $1 million to do that.
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
I think about 500 to get that job done. Go to Las Vegas. Go to Las Vegas. Take one of those pamphlets they hand out at every 10 feet along the street.
Oh, the flappers.
Yeah, get yourself a couple of chicks, maybe $300 to do it. Good afternoon. It's March 1st. Everybody, welcome.
See you, February.
Yeah.
I think it's National Pig Day.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just saw it online.
National Pig Day.
You know what? Every day is National Something Day. It's a bunch of stupid.
You know, there is. There's a website that lists every day, and every single date has something.
Has 15 things on
it. Yes.
No, on any given day, today is probably National 15 Different Things Day. Who does that? It's stupid.
I like National Pig Day.
What do you like about it?
That maybe you would do your impersonation of your pig.
Oh, no, I don't want to see it.
That takes a toll. Takes a toll on my throat.
I know.
Is that like my Louis Armstrong? It treads the
I don't know. I can't sustain the pigs as long as you can sustain Louis. You sustained Louis at this last trip we took through an entire song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you did it. Just say hello, Dolly. Just give him a little.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, he did that.
Louis. Dolly.
He did that for an entire song.
And I hope they all enjoyed it, because the next day I would paid for it.
As you were doing it, and I was watching you, I was getting a sore throat. I don't know how you sustain that. It is the first day of March. This year, in addition to being a leap year, 2012, is the... When I heard this last night, I could hardly believe it's the 40th anniversary of The Godfather. The Godfather was released in theaters 40 years ago.
40?
How could that be? Yeah, 1972.
Wow.
1972. So I'm going last night flipping around. I was just lazy. I'm flipping around, and I see where The Godfather is on. So I watched about 30 minutes of it, and I happened to jump in right at the scene where Al Pacino is dropped off to pop these two guys in a restaurant. You know, he finds the gun is hidden.
Yeah.
Oh, the gun is hidden in the restroom. Yeah, thank you, Al. And I thought, if I watch much more of this, I'm going to sit here and watch the whole thing. I can't stop watching it. What a fantastic gangster movie. But there's so many facts and stories and little things you didn't know about The Godfather that we couldn't even do them all in this whole show. So since this is the 40th anniversary of The Godfather, what I did is as I just started going online and just digging up things, and I couldn't, if I printed them all out again, we'd be here for 4 days, but I got some things that I think you'll find very interesting about The Godfather, so we're going to do that today. And in all the times that I have played back excerpts of my interview with Marlon Brando, and for those of you who don't know, I know, Dan, it's chilling.
No, that every was time you think Ian that it. Went, oh. Yeah.
Well, in all of the times we've played back portions of that interview that I did the day before Marlon died, you know, Marlon Brando died July 1st, 2004. June 30th, I had sat down with him for a couple of hours, and the audience, I think, enjoys hearing those never heard anywhere else excerpts from that interview.
Yeah.
But I did get, over all these years, one complaint from a guy. A guy emailed me and said he was sick of hearing the interview with Marlon
Brando. Tapes?
It's not like we do it. We don't do it every day.
No.
We don't do it every month. What do we do? 3 times a year, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times.
There were a lot of revelations.
Good track. Easy for you to say. Yeah, there were, and when you hear it, it's chilling because there's so much revealed in those interviews. And so what I thought today we'd do, sometimes when I think about how prophetic things are that people say and they don't realize they're actually
telling the future.
They're looking into the future. I actually talked to him. I said, do you think The Godfather has legs? And I remember he said, well, what do you mean by legs? I said, do you think it'll stand the test of time? Do you think in years from now The Godfather is still going to be relevant? And man, what he said. Well, you'll hear it later.
How long has he been dead?
He died in 2004, so he's been dead for 8 years.
Wow. That's hard to believe. That's 8 years.
He was 79 or 80. So he would be 87, if he were, still around. He was 47 when he played The Godfather, which wow. seems, but if you go back and look at it, you look at him, okay, I mean, they made him look the way they wanted him to look, but he doesn't look much more than about 50, and he was 47 years old. But for some reason I always thought of him as 60 or something as The Godfather. But no, look, he was 47, looking at the ages of his boys.
That's like
in their 20s.
Wilford Brimley in Cocoon.
Oh my goodness.
And all those old movies where he was only like 50 at the time and he was
45
playing...
or 50.
Yeah.
And you look at him, you go, it's a 70-year-old.
Right.
No, Brimley is a great example. He's another one of those guys like Walter Brennan who always looked old. Wilford Brimley has always looked like this guy doing now the diabetes commercials.
Diabetes.
Really, and there's an advantage to that. I think if you look old when you're young, you never really look old because you already looked old.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and get it out of the way. People going, hey, look at that old guy. It's kind of like me being bald since 23. I don't have to deal with the trauma of somebody meeting me who hasn't seen me for years going, hey, man, you lost all your hair.
No,
I never had any hair. I've been gone for a long time. So we got some Godfather stuff. And do we have any Burke? Oh, folks, this is going to be an easy phone day today. If you have any little Godfather tidbits, things you know that we may not have known, we'll take them. You're going to be seeing a lot of the Godfather. In fact, it's re-released. Didn't Hipperson say they're putting it out on Blu-ray? And it's also either tonight or this weekend or something, I heard, that in select theaters, they've digitally remastered. Oh, they're going to be playing The Godfather for its 40th anniversary. So it's kind of a fun thing to talk about. Wait till you hear the salaries. I've got the salaries of these people, Pacino and James Caan and Brando, what they were paid 40 years ago. When you hear the salaries, then it'll hit home. Yeah, that was 40 years ago, because these people wouldn't even audition for this kind of money now. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is a slow day.
Thin.
Wow.
Thin today. All right. Going once, twice, three times. No Burke segment. All right, let's start with this. Oh, very real quickly. We talked about bullying the other day because initially they had said that that kid, that T.J. Lane, who shot and kill those three kids, that it was about bullying, and they said it had nothing to do with bullying, just random. He just walked there. The other interesting thing to me is that that was a 22 caliber Ruger Mark target semi-automatic handgun. I have one of those, and wow, for a 22 to have killed three kids, it's very obvious that he shot them all right in the head, because 22 is a small caliber bullet. And I heard something so despicable today. It was a network news feed, and there was a press conference, and I don't know if the press conference was held late yesterday or this morning, but it was the family of one of the boys who had been shot, and it was very hard to listen to. And I sat in the car and I had tears running down my cheeks, because when this happens, every time this happens, Columbine, if you have kids, you immediately transpose yourself and put yourself in the place of the parents. Imagine getting the call that your kid who just went off to school just another day, and you get a call, dead, shot, killed. Okay, so I'm listening to this family, and it was so hard to listen to, because they were trying to tell stories about their son. And this is the kid, Danny Parmenter, who had just gotten a job at a bowling alley, Peon. You appreciate that.
Yeah.
And he was, I think, within a day or so of getting his first paycheck. And he was all excited about this. And then one of the reporters, as they're asking the family questions, says, "Where exactly was he shot?"
What?
And I thought, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, why is that important?
He was shot in the head. Why would you make the family say, "Oh, he was shot in the head"? Why would you ask that? What kind of dumb, stupid question is that? That's not something that would come to my mind to ask the family. Where exactly was he shot?
Right.
Idiot.
I wonder when that news came out that it was just random, if that makes you even that much more devastated, just that, if, you know, it just happened to, you know, by chance, it wasn't even.
Well, I think there's something to that. I think it makes you feel even more like, why me?
Yes, like
why my kid?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Didn't even do anything. You didn't even bully the kid. And I don't know which is worse, that you find out your kid was a bully and he tormented the guy, and that's
right.
I don't know. I don't know which is worse. But I will tell you, the other thing it made me think about was that when I was in school, when a lot of people who are baby boomers were in school, we never ever heard about anybody getting shot at school, and access to guns was much easier, much greater. I actually went to school at a time when kids brought guns to school, and it was not a problem, because they would hunt. There were shooting clubs. The schools had shooting club competition.
I remember that.
You could belong to the shooting club.
Yeah.
And kids would come to school when I was in school, and they had plans, especially in the latter part of the school year when it was light longer outside, to go hunting right after school. They'd meet their dads, they'd go hunting. Or in the winter months, the coon hunting was a big thing, and you did that at night. So, you know, the shorter days, they'd bring a gun. And it was not a big deal. And not once did any kid ever grab the gun that was there at school or out in the car and you start killing kids. It didn't happen. So it's just, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to kids that...
Well, even when I was in high school, that it didn't happen. I mean, that's only been, you know, 20 years ago.
So what the heck happened? What happened to these kids?
I don't know.
What is it that caused... And it's not an epidemic. And for people to blow it out of proportion, I just read a statistic yesterday that for the last 10 years, school shootings have been on the decline. They're gradually less and less and less and less. So it's not any kind of epidemic. It's not something that happens every day.
And you can't blame it on any type of music or video games. I don't believe any of those excuses when they seem to throw that out there every time it's one of these stories.
No. Millions of kids play video games. Millions.
Yes.
Millions.
Yeah.
If they were that powerful in terms of mind control, you'd have this happening every day. The other thing I wish they'd stop doing is stop releasing the name of the shooter. Because I think if kids realize that you're not going to get famous, you're not going to have your name. Because I really do think that's part of the appeal. The world's going to know who I am.
Yeah.
You're all going to know who I am. You're going to die in the world. I'm going to be famous. One kid actually said, I remember, I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
No, you're not. We're not going to tell anybody who you are. We're just going to say that some little dumb lunatic monster bastard killed these kids, because it's not fair to the parent. Now, these parents have to walk around for the rest of their lives having people probably fairly regularly go, oh yeah, your kid's a little monster that shot those kids. It's just, if your name is Klebold, I said this before, Columbine, how many Klebolds are there? You got to walk around, and every time you go, it's a party of two, Mr. and Mrs. Klebold. Hey, did your son kill all those kids? I don't think they should release the name of the shooter. I think they should just say, you know, a deranged, monster, nut kid killed some kids. And that way, if kids realize they're not going to get famous, maybe that would curb it to some degree. I don't know. What do I know? I'm not an expert on it. But it did get me to thinking about how everybody, I've said this before, I owned a gun, a handgun, at the age of 12. I had my own handgun at 12. I never once, ever, and I was bullied. I mean bullied. I never once thought, I'm going to get that gun and go kill those people. It never even entered my head to do that. So it's...
And when that happened and they broke in, I couldn't stop watching that thing. And I kept thinking about my daughter at school.
But that's what you do.
I know.
If you have kids. You have just those thoughts of, man, oh man, what if this happened to me? And you man, what are you talking about? It's too heavy. It's too heavy. Here's what I'll do before we break. I will tell you this as we talk about The Godfather today, on the 40th anniversary of The Godfather. The consideration for the part of Vito Corleone by Paramount Pictures was not just Marlon Brando. There were other people that they wanted. They wanted Ernest Borgnine. They wanted Edward G. Robinson, Orson Welles, Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas.
Now, that one I don't get. Richard Conte, Anthony Quinn, George C. Scott. All of those people were considered by Paramount Pictures.
I could see Anthony Quinn.
I could see George C. Scott.
Oh, it's hard picturing anybody doing it now, though.
Yeah. After.
I know, but I'll tell you who wanted it and contacted Paramount and said, I'm really interested, but they would not even consider Burt Lancaster.
Really?
No, they wouldn't even consider Burt Lancaster.
Oh, he's probably doing the swimmer at the time.
Well,
he was busy.
I have the audio of Burt Lancaster's audition tape.
Oh, really?
And they just said, just do anything from one of your movies. And Burt said, well, I'd like to do something from The Swimmer.
Oh.
And here is the audio of that audition.
I can swim all the way home.
Wow,
and
he didn't
cost
get it.
Him,
wow.
It cost him the part of Vito Corleone.
Yeah, that's something.
The other thing is they had wanted to cast Carlo Ponti. Do you know who this is? This was Sophia Loren's husband. He's an Italian producer. They also wanted to do, they considered him as the part for the part of Vito Corleone.
But he was too small.
Well, Francis Ford Coppola objected because he says that Vito Corleone is a guy, a character, who has lived in America since he was a child. So he would not speak with Carlo Ponti's Italian accent. Because Corleone grew up in America, and he says Ponti's out. So Paramount, the brass, the top brass at Paramount, asked Coppola, said, okay, what do you think? Who do you want? These are the people we want. Lancaster, Orson Welles, Richard Conte, and Francis Ford Coppola said, I either want Laurence Olivier or Marlon Brando as the Don, as Vito Corleone. So there's an interview in the October 2003 edition of Cigar Aficionado magazine. It's a cover story. And Francis Ford Coppola, in that interview, says, I wanted either an Italian-American or an actor who is so great that he could portray an Italian-American, not with an Italian accent, but somebody believable that he would have grown up here but had Italian roots. And they said, well, who do you suggest? He said, let me ask you this question. Coppola said to Paramount, who are the two greatest actors in the world? He said, and I'll answer it for you, Laurence Olivier and Marlon Brando. He says, but Laurence Olivier is English. Now, he would be a guy putting on an Italian origin, in a sense, and I don't know if he could lose the English-British thing enough to pull this off. And he says, he looks perfect because Laurence Olivier looks just like Vito Genovese of the Genovese crime family. He said, his face is great, but Marlon Brando is one of my hero of heroes. And Coppola said, I'd do anything just to meet Marlon Brando. This is Francis Ford Coppola. Wow. He's never even met Marlon Brando. He said, I'd do anything just to meet him. He says, but he's 47. He's a young, good-looking guy, but I think we could make him look the part. So they actually asked Olivier's agent. They were going to try them both out. And they were told, Laurence Olivier is not taking any jobs. He's sick, he's going to die soon, and he's not interested. So they went to Brando. Now, get this. Frank Sinatra did not like the book, The Godfather. He had expressed on several occasions that he had a real distaste for the novel, and he was opposed to the film. But once he found out they were going to make it, he actually had discussions with Francis Ford Coppola about playing the role of Don Corleone himself, Frank Sinatra. Now, I don't think that would have worked. That was just Sinatra wanting to stay. And then it gets better. I have salaries. I'll tell you what these people made. I'll tell you the deals they cut with the studio. And then a little later on, yes, a part of that great interview. And I say great not because I was questioning Marlon Brando, just because the content and what he had to say. So we'll get to that later. We have to take our first break. If you'd like to jump in here. In fact, let's take Carl's call right away. Then we'll take a break. Hello, Carl. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Great.
So I heard your comment about the 22 bullets and how you were surprised about how deadly they were.
Well, I'm not surprised. Depending on what 22 it was, I'm just saying that's usually that's not the caliber bullet that's involved in shootings like this.
Well, it surprises me. It surprised me because when I joined the Army, I went to military police school. We got our M16s. Well, they were a 223 round. Right. Which is a 22. It's a 22 bullet.
Well, it's a 22 in width, but certainly not velocity or power.
Yeah, no, the velocity has to be much higher for that. But it's still the same. My point for the 22 pistol is it has enough velocity to go into a body, but it doesn't really have a lot of punch to go out. So you're not really going through and through. So it can do a lot of damage on the inside once it bounces around. So 22s are just as deadly as we found out, as other pistols.
Right.
As other caliber rounds.
True, but you really do need to make a head strike for it to be really effective. Otherwise, you're got a pretty good chance of the person surviving. And apparently, that's what this kid did.
Yeah.
All right, Carl.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. 314. Here are our numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. We have a company that has been on this show for 17 or 18 years. It's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. There was a period of time where there was a merger. Tom Price was in a partnership with another kitchen and bath place. That has been over for years and years and years. And the reason I want you to know that is I don't want you to mistakenly, thinking you're going to Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, go to another kitchen and bath place, because that's not where I'm sending you. I'm sending you to meet the man and the staff that were responsible for our kitchen, our bathrooms over a period of years, and hundreds of other people. By the way, thanks to you folks who went to the home show, Tom Price said they had a tremendous home show this year, meaning a lot of response, a lot of people who came up to the booth, as did the Tool Belt team, and were aiming the PM. So anytime you folks get a chance to say, I'm aiming the PM, it helps us more than you can possibly understand, because advertisers like to know that the money they're spending is effective, and they like to track the results and the response. And when you say you're AM and the PM, and Tom said at this home show, he heard lots of AM and the PM. So thank you for that. They had a great home show, and they got a lot of new jobs and a lot of work that's going to be started here any day, and some more that's going to be starting in the spring or the summer. I will say this to you: when you are in the process of trying to decide who's going to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, we ask one thing. You give Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home a chance. Give them a shot. Let them give you a bid, an estimate. Take a look at the quality of their work and listen to everything they say and compare what they're suggesting to what other people are suggesting. You will always be able to find somebody who will do it cheaper. And that's true of just about anything. Somebody's willing to step up and do it cheaper. Is that what you really want, though? Do you want what comes along with that ridiculously low price? Sometimes is ridiculous
quality of work, ridiculous workmanship. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, the showroom location, phone number, everything you need is at this website, ThompsonPrice.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland in traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, good news. If you're traveling on northbound 255 in Illinois, you've got all that construction or maintenance work picked up, so all lanes are now open between 157 and 15. No delays there. Eastbound 40 now is starting to slow between Union Station and the Poplar Street Bridge. And if you're traveling westbound 40, just a little slowdown now between 270 and Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by ChapStick. Everyone knows that ChapStick, green apples, and cherry both help keep your lips protected and moisturized. But the real question is, do real apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? And have your say at Facebook.com/ChapStick. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Honey, since you're at the computer, I need you to do something.
Do what?
Go to ChoosePrettyConcrete.com for the solution.
ChoosePrettyConcrete.com. Solution to what?
To the problem.
The problem?
In the garage. That ugly, oil-stained cement floor. It has all of the charm of,
an ugly, oil-stained garage floor?
You got it.
Oh, I see this is the website of Decorative Concrete Resurfacing.
Their one-day floor system will transform our ugly, oil-stained cement floor in the garage into a more attractive surface.
Almost as attractive as you are.
Watch it, bub.
Hey, I see the garage floor can be done in a day and driven on 24 hours later.
You know, we could also have Decorative Concrete use that new acid stain on the cement floor in the basement, especially where you spilled whatever you spilled.
I'm not telling.
Decorative Concrete Resurfacing has been satisfying thousands of customers in the St. Louis area for 28 years with quality installation, superb customer relations, and follow-up service. For interior and exterior concrete resurfacing, it's Decorative Concrete Resurfacing.
Problem solved.
Online at ChoosePrettyConcrete.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Lacefield Music is opening its first full-time store in Chesterfield Mall on February 3rd. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. And for years, people have asked Lacefield Music to open a full-line piano store with our adult piano classes in the Chesterfield area. We are so excited to be able to do that this year. This store will carry our full line of Kauai Grand and Vertical Pianos, our full line of Kauai Digital Pianos, Pearl River and Hailoon Acoustic Pianos, Lowry organs, and a large selection of sheet music. And of course, we'll be offering our adult piano classes. Remember, unlimited adult piano classes come with any keyboard purchase. Most people dream of owning and playing a piano. At Lacefield Music, we make both of those dreams come true. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business that makes learning to play the piano fun. Visit us online at lacefieldmusic.com or in one of our St. Louis area locations, South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and our brand new location on the upper level of Chesterfield Mall.
Hey ladies, there's nothing more irritating than having a bad hair day, but I've got the answer to that. Hi everyone, Victoria Babu for Beauty World. They're now offering the Chi Enviro American Smoothing Treatment. You go in the salon, it reduces your frizziness up to 95%. I don't care if you got curly or wavy hair. This treatment will last up to 4 months, takes about an hour and a half in the salon, and get this, it reduces your hair drying time and leaves your hair smooth and shining. Little to no frizz or flyaways. No harsh chemicals that you find in so many of those smoothing systems out there, and it's formaldehyde free. This treatment normally runs $350, but guess what? KTRS listeners, you can take advantage of this offer for just $175. That's half off the normal price. So call Beauty World today, get your appointment, and mention you heard it on the Big 550. Save 50% off that retail price. Three locations. Call 636-441-1699 or go online at beautyworldstl.com. Again, save 50% off the Chi Enviro American Smoothing Treatment exclusively at Beauty World.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis Metro Area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
I know a place. 40th anniversary of The Godfather. A lot of other good stuff for you here. We're going to take some calls, too. Light these phones up, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. You don't have to talk about that. You can talk about anything. We don't care. It's Thursday. It's a light day. Mike Evans will probably not even be with us. He's en route to Dallas, and I doubt that we'll be able to. Well, we'll try. We'll try. We'll see what happens. Let's talk to Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you? AM and the PM.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, a couple quick items on The Godfather, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard one item was I heard that either the producer or the director, one of them wanted James Caan and the other one wanted Al Pacino, and they both had to agree to take the other actor. Did you hear that?
I didn't read that part. No, I don't doubt that, but I did not read that. No, I didn't know that.
It was one other item, too. Now, this is what I heard, that at the time when they made the movie, the mafia in charge in New York told the producers or director, whatever, you're not going to use the term mafia or Costa Nostra or anything like that in the movie.
No, that actually is true. The guy's name was Joe Colombo, and his organization was called the Italian American Civil Rights League. And he started a campaign to stop this film, and he actually met with the people at Paramount and threatened to boycott. If you do this and you portray Italian Americans like this, then we're going to bring our people here. We're going to boycott this thing. And you're right. One of the things they settled on was that they would agree to not use the words mafia or Cosa Nostra, and they agreed. Paramount agreed to hire some of the Italian-American Civil Rights League members as extras in the movie and sort of technical advisors. You're absolutely right.
Oh, right. Well,
hey, there's a lot of really fascinating stuff that went into the making or the almost not making of this movie.
It's a great movie. I know what you mean. It's addictive. If you see it, if you happen to flip it on...
No, you can't not watch it.
Yeah.
And you can watch the movie 20 times.
Yeah.
And still just, you're riveted. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Pat.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Yeah, that Italian American Civil Rights League. This guy Colombo, he actually at one point had somebody make some threatening calls to some of the people, the head honchos at Paramount, saying, you know, yeah, you make this movie and things are going to happen.
Well, they kind of strong-armed him into getting roles. Look at that.
They agreed to hire members of the league to be extras and advisors. The other thing that happened was that Brando, when they saw the first rushes, and I think rushes are nothing more than, let's take a look at what we've shot. It's the film gets developed, they go in and they look at the rushes, which is, here's what we've shot, let's see what it looks like. And the Paramount people weren't happy. And so they said they're going to fire Francis Ford Coppola. And they wanted Elia Kazan to step in and direct this thing. Brando says, you fire him, I'm out of the movie.
No.
I'm not working with Elia Kazan. Because Brando, they said, was very difficult to work with, and very few people could manage him, and Coppola was one that could. So Brando says, I'm not working with this other guy. So now they can't fire. Because if they do, then they lose their star, So the Paramount people backed down and they kept Copeland. There's just a whole bunch of great... then we'll get back to the phone, so light them up. TV Guide magazine, when they did their list of the 50 greatest movies on TV and video, they voted it the number 7 in the 50 greatest. Pretty high up. It was voted number 2 on the American Film Institute's 100 greatest movies when they did their 10th anniversary edition. Voted number 3 on the American Film Institute's 100 greatest movies again when they did the voting. And the number 10 of all the movie lines, famous, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, you know, voted number, thank you, voted number 10 in the greatest movie lines of all time. I'll make him an offer he can't refuse. It's the 10th biggest movie line of all time and all movie lines.
I can't remember the last time that you invited me to your house for a cup of coffee.
Well, see, that's not the line, but that was another great... That's another one of my favorite lines, because essentially what he's saying is, hey, you come to me and you want something, you've never even had me over for coffee at your house. Jim is on the phone. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Frank, I always heard a rumor that when The Godfather opened in St. Louis, that if there was such a thing, the St. Louis Mafia rented the theater and just held a party in the lobby to an empty... stadium. If anybody's got any information on that, or you know,
what do you mean they kept people out? When you say an empty theater, was it empty because people were afraid to go in?
No, they bought the theater out on the opening night, but they held a party in the lobby. And you remember in '72, you know, St. Louis had, you know, the Lowe's Mid-State. They had a lot of theaters downtown.
Right,
with some pretty elaborate foyers in them. So,
right.
You know, I'd heard that. I don't know that was somebody making something up, or if there's any real fact to that.
It almost sounds made up, but if anybody knows, please call. I'd love to know that story too. What happened is, I get started in this, you can't read enough about this Godfather. It's just so many twists and turns and how it was almost not made. Jim, thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Bye.
Now check this out. Al Pacino, James Caan, Diane Keaton were each paid $35,000. Robert Duvall got $36,000. How do you negotiate that deal? I want $1,000 more than they get. It's $36,000. He worked for 8 weeks on the movie. Brando gets $50,000. He works 6 weeks. And he got a weekly expense allowance of $1,000 plus 5% of the film's profit. But they kept it at $1.5 million.
Wow.
Up to $1.5 million, he could have 5%. But after the movie's done, Brando sells his shares back to Paramount because he was in financial trouble. So he sold back his 5% for $300,000. Mistake!
Yeah.
Mistake, because you know he would have hit easily the $1.5 million mark, but they said he needed money, so he sold it back for $300,000. Wow. Most of the photography, the cinematography, took place from March 29th of 1971 to August 6th of 71. There was one scene with Pacino and Diane Keaton shot in the fall, and the total, how long you think it took to shoot The Godfather? This is unbelievable. This epic thing. How long you think it took to shoot?
3 months.
I was going to say...
Less. 77 days.
Wow.
They shot that whole movie. Wow. And they had budgeted for 83. They came in under the estimated shooting time of 83 days. They did it in 77 days. Now, one of the most shocking moments is the severed horse's head. Right. That was a real horse's head.
Oh.
And the animal rights people went berserk when they found out. Somebody leaked out, hey, they brought a real horse's head in there. So they go crazy. And they were protesting, you got to re-edit this movie, you can't have that in there. And Francis Ford Coppola tells these people, he says, look, that horse's head we got from a dog food company. No horse was killed or decapitated for its head. The horse was not killed for the movie. It was the head of a horse that was, you know, slaughtered for dog food. So that, I guess, of course, by the way, that's a good thing to make up, even if it's not true. You could say that. How do you prove that that's true or not? Let me see one other. There's a couple of this is good. Remember the scene where Pacino pops those two guys in the restaurant? He goes in the restroom and he gets the gun, and the shooting of Mo Green through the eye was inspired by the death of Bugsy Siegel. To get the effect, the actor, Alex Rocco, his glasses had two tubes hidden in the frames. One had fake blood in it, and the other a BB and compressed air. When you hear the gunshot, they trigger the compressed air. The BB shoots over to the tube of blood, shatters the glasses from the inside, and the glasses break and there's blood. I mean, it's amazing. Ooh. Now, remember the other guy gets shot right in the forehead?
Yes.
He shoots him
the police officer, yeah.
Yes, McCluskey. Here's how they did this. The actor's name, Sterling Hayden was the actor. So what they did, it says, is they built up a fake forehead with, like, putty. The skin was fake. Underneath it, they had fake blood, and then they had this prosthetic flesh over it. So when you hear the shot for him and you see the scene, they pull the fake skin off with a piece of fishing line.
Wow.
It's yanked away with monofilament fishing line, so it looks all of a sudden like there's a bloody hole in his head. And under that fake skin is blood that then comes out, and it looks just like there's a hole in his head. I'm amazed when they do. And later on, we'll get to the Sonny, James Caan, when he gets riddled. You remember the machine gun deal where they kill him?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting how they pull that off, too. I love that whole special effects thing. Hey, I'm a bald-headed guy. A lot of people know that. If you don't know it, I'm telling you now, I'm bald-headed, and I'm okay with that. I had to be, because it happened to me at 23. I'm not one of these guys that midlife freaks out, loses my hair in my 40s or something. I do understand how that's not acceptable to a lot of people. Certainly not women. And a lot of women have thin hair and lose their hair. There is a revolutionary new process. It is FDA approved. This is not some experimental thing. It's been done on many people. It's performed at the Lifestyle Center in Clayton under the direction of Dr. Richard Moore. I've met Dr. Moore. I've looked at Dr. Moore's head. I had Dr. Moore bend down, let me look at his head, because he's had the NeoGraft process. And he's got hair growing on his head where there was no hair before. And it's his own hair. It was taken from the back and around the sides of his hair where he had plenty of dense, thick hair. Not going to miss it. It's interesting. You can take 1,000, 2,000 hairs from other parts of your head and never really even notice they're gone if it's dense and thick enough. Yet you put it on top and you do notice all of a sudden when, boom, there are 2,000 hairs that weren't there before. And it's all done one hair at a time. It's a fascinating process. And you can be very impressed when you meet with him and his staff. And that's really all I'm asking you to do. If it's important to you to get hair back where there used to be hair, then look into this NeoGraft process. This is a first-class place. NeoGraft, NeoGraft, STL.com is the website, and most people have this done in one procedure, which takes one full day, because, again, it's done one hair at a time. Check it out. Just check it out. NeoGraft, STL.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. If you're traveling on southbound 170, you've got stop-and-go traffic now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Also, stop-and-go traffic eastbound 40 from 170 through Big Bend. It's slow again from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is a little heavy in pockets between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact is turning February, small businesses. You want to business owners looking to be successful on social media, try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, inviting you to join not only me, but the three amigos all at the same time, broadcasting live the Inside Out Show from the Perfect Play Fields and Lynx Booth at the Missouri Botanical Garden. You know, the home of the geodesic dome. The Garden Blitz, this Saturday, starting at noon. There will be classes, demonstrations, exhibits, and workshops featuring national and local experts. They're located at 4344 Shaw. We'll see you there. That's the Missouri Botanical Garden. This weekend, the Garden Blitz. See you there.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnarrs Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnarrs today and avoid the rush. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load-tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. The planes are taking off and landing again at Philadelphia International Airport after a rather alarming episode.